The Minnesota Supreme Court, they're taking it to the streets. The justices are going out to the hinterlands and doing judicial ride-alongs. And Justice Ann McKeag, who was born, raised, went to school at Northland in Reamer, lives in Federal Dam and on Sugar Point on the Leech Lake Res. She's the first Minnesota Supreme Court justice with tribal descendancy. She's a White Earth person. Her father comes from her father's side of the family. And she's the most recently appointed justice to the Minnesota Supreme Court. And she came to Bemidji a couple days before Christmas, and she came to Walker yesterday. So I sat down with her, and I'm sorry, Maggie, I made a couple mistakes. The new guy with the tape machine pressed the wrong button a couple of times. So it's a little bit disjointed at the start in the sense that Anna's from Federal Dam, and that part got cut out, but she's from Federal Dam, and she wants to talk about the weather, of course. Supreme Court Justice Ann McKeag recently had the opportunity to do judicial ride-alongs in the 9th Judicial District, and she made a stop in Walker on the day after Christmas. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you. It's great to be home.
It's great to be home and have 24 below.
Well, you know what? That's what home's all about. That's what makes us hardy Minnesotans, right?
KXE, KBXE has a lot of phrenology, and we were talking earlier when we were at lunchtime. I mean, that's where I learned where Federal Dam was, is because for many, many years, the low temperature in the state of Minnesota was...
In Federal Dam, Minnesota.
Federal Dam.
Until it was stolen by Tower.
We have listeners in Tower also.
Who are very lovely people, I am sure.
Larry Kimball, part-time public defender, part-time private counsel here in Cass County. You were in court today. You had a question?
Yes, I do. I was in court today, and I noticed your interest in the people that came through, particularly in some of the younger ladies that came through. And I noticed that you did something. You talked to them, followed it up with a handshake, and I was just wondering where that came from, if that's a tradition, or I think that was an impressive gesture, so I'm just curious where that came from.
Well, that probably came from my growing up. My dad always thought that a deal was struck on a handshake, not by a contract, by words, but then finished with a handshake. And so watching that growing up, I think it does a couple of things. One, in talking to those young women, I wanted them to know that I saw them. I see them. I know that they're here, that their struggle is real, and that I acknowledge that. And second of all, that I'm going to be thinking about them. And third of all, that they should invest in themselves. And so I wanted them to make that deal. And when you close that deal, I think to add a personal, here's my hand reaching out to you, you can reach me, it does something. It says something different than other than just words going across the courtroom. It's a personal touch that I hope will make an impactful difference for them going forward.
So Cass County has got, there are two full-time judges here, and it's kind of a close community. We've got a new county attorney, Mr. Ben Lindstrom, but he's been on board for a number of years already working in that office. What did you see with respect to the interaction between the people in the building and then how that played off on the people that walked into the building for court today?
Well, I will say that it reminded me of several things. First of all, it reminded me that I am very proud to be from Cass County. Second of all, it reminded me of my times as an assistant county attorney working in our juvenile court, which was large numbers, but I was working on a special caseload, so it was a smaller community within a large community. And I would be reminded from time to time when we were being friendly with each other as a county attorney and a public defender and perhaps the court, that sometimes can really be a put-off for people who are coming to court because it looks like we are either talking about them or we're all so friendly with each other that perhaps they're not getting their day in court. And I was struck today as I was sitting and watching court that there seems to be the perfect balance, whereas the court certainly has its position of authority. It's gaining respect from those who are coming to court, and yet those who are coming to court feel comfortable in addressing the court in a way that they feel comfortable. For example, I heard some grandmothers refer to you, Judge Harrington, as Harrington, and not in a disrespectful way at all. And in fact, it was in a way of respect coming from their perspective. And I watched the public defenders who are advocating for their clients feeling like they had a relationship, and yet there's not this overtone of animosity. It's still a very collegial group with the appropriate boundaries so that when somebody comes in, even though it is a small community, they don't feel like the deal has already been struck. They feel like they are there, they are heard, they are seen, and they're getting a fair shake. And I think that's not an easy thing to do, particularly when you have a smaller courthouse.
And would you say, Mr. Kimball, that the prosecution has a feel for the community that might be different than just bringing a prosecutor in from the big city?
I think there's a big difference that way, and not just prosecution, but the probation office as well. I think there's a real feeling of community and of trying to help people and not of just trying to get a certain kind of win or an accomplishment. So that's why I think this court works so well. There is the feeling that we all have a part to play, but it's all to try and help, in this case, the juveniles.
It's an investment. It's an investment back into the community.
So for most of the people that are on the Supreme Court are kind of mysterious folks, the U.S. Supreme Court. But the Minnesota Supreme Court, it sounds like you folks are working at getting out. Now this ride-along program, all the justices are getting out. You think it provides a pretty positive position for the Supreme Court folks to be able to go out and get a feel for what it's like out there in the real world as opposed to the ivory tower there in St. Paul?
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt because you can only learn so much by looking, reading the paper and reading the articles and reading the cases. And I think when you actually go out and watch what's happening in the courtroom, we all on the court value that. And I know that Justice Chutich has been out to one of the other districts and I think attended a specialty court and was very impressed with all the work that was being done in that district. And I know that all of the justices intend to get out to the different districts and rotate that so that we're not just returning to the same ones, but we're actually being able to see what the southern part of the state is doing as well as the northern part of the state, east and west, and as well as the Twin Cities, because all of that information just allows us to hopefully do our job in the best way that we can and also to for Minnesotans to understand that we are the court of all Minnesotans and we are not just sitting somewhere untouchable. We're just normal, regular people.
Okay, with that, we'll end the chat. Thank you, Mr. Kimball, for contributing. Thank you for Judge McCaig for coming on up to Walker and Bemidji and sitting in our courts, and we'll look for the feedback.
Thanks for having me.